Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. My thanks to Jeff for warming the crowd up. Is this still on? Oh, okay. I might turn it off during him. Rick Hensel, Cumberland, I can green beans. When will it end? I don't know what you're talking. I'm going to save this card, though, because I think it's a cry for help, and I wish I could help you. When will it end? I mean, you've been canning a lot of green beans, or?
We can a lot of green beans.
Rick, just stand up here, because I want to see how tall you really are. Okay. Not too bad. Could be worse.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Where'd you get all these green beans, then?
Well, we start in Illinois and bring them up.
Oh, you bring up green beans?
Yeah, we do.
Why do you do that? Because you know you're going to have to can them once you get them up here. What can you do with them? They don't keep forever.
It pays the bills.
Oh, so you sell them after you can them?
Well, I don't, but yeah, I work for a company that does.
So why do they make you go down and get the beans? Can't they have trucks that bring beans up here, or a pipeline or something?
No, we got a whole crew of people that goes and gets them and brings them.
So you don't have to go down and get them?
I don't have to go and get them.
No. But you have to can them.
Well, once we get them, then I have to do with them. We can them and freeze them, yeah.
Why would you freeze them once you can them?
No, or freeze them, or can them, one or the other.
Okay. Well, I just freeze them then. It's easier to just throw them outside and you're pretty much
yeah.
done with it. Put them in bags or something. Put them in bags, throw them outside. I mean, you don't have to do this at your home, do you?
No. I do it at work. That's what I do for a living.
What is the plant?
It's the green bean plant in Cumberland, Seneca Foods.
Seneca Foods, green beans, hand-picked by Rick Hensel, ladies and gentlemen. Do you manage to get the little things off the end of the green beans? That really bothers me. I mean, I like green beans. If you cook them enough, you can eat them.
That's one of our primary objectives. Yeah, we try really.
How do you get the little things off the end? Do you have people who just pull them off on a line or something?
We have machines that are made to do that.
They don't do it. You need people in there. There should be people in there pulling those little things off. That would drive you nuts. What a job. Great job that would be. Like 10 hours of... pulling the things off of beans.
Nobody wants to do that anymore. So, yeah.
What are those things called, anyway?
Snippers.
Snippers?
Yeah. Snips and stems are what we take off the beans. The machine that takes them off is called the snipper.
Well, that's a snipper, and the thing itself is a snip?
Yeah. Once it's taken off the bean, it's called a snip. It's still,
when it's on the bean, what do you call it?
A stem.
But it's not a stem. It's just a little...
Actually, it's an EVM.
A what?
An EVM.
Which is?
Yeah. Extraneous vegetative matter, material.
Thanks, Rick. That's why you're professional in this business. Rick Hensel. Why? Just green beans and we're done? All right, come on, Minecraft. Get up here.
My name is Miles, not Minecraft.
Miles Craft?
No, Miles Hensel.
Wait, come here. Oh, you're related to this guy, the beans.
Yes, okay. He's my dad.
I can see a resemblance, actually. And a resemblance in tone.
Okay, then.
That's good, though.
Maybe.
How are you? How old are you these days, Miles?
10.
How's that going?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's 10 like these days? What do you do when you're 10? I mean, what? I'm not trying to find out what you're doing, but...
You sleep in your treehouse every summer.
You do?
Yeah.
No, that's great.
Yes.
That's cool.
It's fun, especially when you have a little dog jumping on your head.
Yeah, that's nice. So 10 is still pretty much 10. If you're Miles, anyway. So here, take these. It's the four disclaimers, and you read them, and I'll get out of your way.
The four disclaimers. One, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Two, I've lost the will to go up on the roof and shovel. Three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Miles! Miles! Let me hear it! Miles! 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 Thank you, Miles. You can have that. I don't want it.
Okay, thank you.
Good work, man. How about that? Star is born. Well, actually, he was born sometime, 10 years ago, actually. Let's see the hands of those of you who'd like to try them at the What Do You Know quiz, which this is preliminary for. Well, okay, you're the one who raised your hand. And you look pretty smart, I'll say that. How are you?
Good.
And your name is?
Luke.
Hey, Luke, how's it going?
Fairly well.
Fairly well. All right, fairly well then, if that's what you mean. You just go by the one name, Luke?
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's cool. What are you into these days?
Playing Minecraft.
Minecraft too?
Yes.
Violent though, Minecraft? Are there mines in it and things explode?
No, the only explosions are creepers.
Creepers?
Yeah. And TNT.
And TNT.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have to tell me more about that, but give me one good reason here now, Luke, why you should play this quiz.
Because people say I talk like a 16-year-old.
Oh. All right. I never had that one before. That's a good one. They tell me that, too, though. Have a seat there. Luke, that's right there, Luke. Make yourself to home there. You're entitled to that glass of water there. Absolutely free at no cost to you.
I think only the only person that drank out of it was Bob Costas.
Bob Costas did drink out of that earlier, but... shouldn't be a problem now. So what grade are you in then?
Sixth.
Sixth grade? How's that going?
Moderately bad.
Moderately bad? What happened when you turned into sixth grade there? Turned for the worse?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's worse?
Well, yeah, I have to change classes pretty much every hour.
So. Oh, is that the first year where you change classes?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, that's weird because you no longer have Mrs. Whoever, or Mr. Whomever, or whatever. None of the evers. And you go to a different class, and that's what, because you never know who you're getting then, right?
Well, you do, because it's a cycle.
Same thing every day. Yeah, same thing every day. But I mean, so you're not so happy with that. But that's the way it is now, from now on, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't like it?
No, not very much.
No. Anything we can do about it? Can you just stay in the same class you're in and refuse to go to the next one?
Either that or I could write a petition, but I don't think that would help.
Yeah. You could circulate a petition.
I could.
What?
You're going to get him in trouble.
Where is this school?
Stoughton, Wisconsin.
Oh, in Stoughton.
Yeah.
So are you a Stoughton, what do they call them, the Vikings or something?
Yeah, Viking.
The Vikings. Are you a Viking?
Yeah,
yeah. How do you feel about that?
Fairly well, even though the Vikings were pretty much raiders and big, strong guys carrying axes.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good.
Yeah. So you like that image or you don't?
I don't.
No, no.
I'd prefer to have the Vikings be wearing glasses and maybe a calculus textbook instead of an axe.
You're like the kind of student that a teacher dreams about. So a teacher would too. That's kind of amazing. So you're right. Okay, calculus. So you like calculus?
I like math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't math? I don't know. I didn't get that far.
Well, calculus is sort of math. It's sort of like an offshoot of math.
It is.
Sort of.
Yeah. But is it fun?
Sort of.
Yeah.
It's pretty confusing.
Confusing?
Yeah.
Do they teach it in the sixth grade?
No.
No. Where are you getting these calculus books then, mister?
My dad has them.
He does?
Yeah.
Is he a math guy?
No, he's a principal at Shabazz.
Oh, he's a principal at Shabazz. I didn't know they had principals there. I thought it was all free-for-all. Well, that's when I was there. It was all jump ball pretty much at Shabazz when I was there. Well, that's very cool. Okay, and then, what do you like? You do Minecraft for your hobbies? Any other hobbies besides that?
I play the cello.
Oh, you do?
And let's see, what else do I do? Oh, I like Star Trek and...
Cool. You play the cello in the marching band?
I don't think that's really possible because you play a cello sitting down unless you're playing a cello in a wheelchair.
Okay, well, we could work some out, I'm sure, if you want to think about it. We could use a cello out there. The Vikings could use a cello at halftime. I think that'd be really cool. Luke, it's great. Very nice to meet you, and nice to have you here. You know how this quiz works. Someone out there plays along with you.
Yes.
Yes.
And you cooperate on the answers, and you'll tell them all, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And how's that? What happens then?
People who want to play the quiz pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay, how long does it take a raindrop falling on Lake Itasca, Minnesota, to reach New Orleans, on average? Okay, that's the question. Let's go to the phones right now. Howard's on the line from Rockford, Illinois. Hey, Howard.
Hey, how are you doing?
How's the screw company down there? Going pretty good yet?
Yeah.
Rockford Screw?
I'm sorry. You know, I think they went out of business a while ago, but they do have a beer festival by that name, so that kind of makes up for it.
The what?
They have a beer festival by that name, even though they're not really manufacturing anything.
There's no more.
That kind of makes up for it.
There is no more Rockford Screw? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, not that I know of.
Probably in Chengdong province now. Probably Chengdong screw is what I'm thinking, Howard. Howard, how long does it take a raindrop falling on Lake Itasca in Minnesota to reach New Orleans, roughly? Number of days?
Say 365.
A whole year, you think it takes it?
Maybe a little less. How about 180? How about half?
What'd you say last time? 100 days?
About,
close enough. 90 days. We'll take that one. I got to ring this bell here. I don't know why it's there. Howard, what do you do there in Rockford?
I'm a physician.
Listening to the show? Okay,
I'm
good.
Sorry? No, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry?
Where are you now,
I'm
Howard?
I'm in the car.
You're in the car. Are you driving? You want to pull over or something? Are you on the interstate or what?
Yeah, we're just on our way to Madison, actually.
Oh, yeah? You're not in that horrible cloverleaf in Rockford there, are you?
No, we left that a while back. We're still good.
I hate that thing. It leaves me off a different place every time I take it. Howard, this is Luke. He's your partner here.
And hey, Luke.
You lucked out on
Luke. How are you doing, Luke?
Hello.
Okay.
Hi,
are you going to pull over or something? Because I'm worried about you. Actually, I think it seems like you're circling on the cloverleaf is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, you know, the way I drive, it's probably not going to be any deleterious effect. It's pretty bad anyway.
Well, good. That's good news. And then what categories do we have there, Sarah?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Howard, you pick the first one. What would you like?
How about science?
Science it is. Science. The newest exoplanet, KO1-314C, has the same mass as the Earth, but it is, however, a gassy, more blue-green, or like Phoenix in August. The newest exoplanet, the one that's the same mass as the Earth. Luke, I don't know why I'm talking to you and not Howard, but is it gassier, full of like gaseous content? Is it more blue-green, or is it like Phoenix in August? That is, say, unbelievably hot.
Yeah. Luke, how are you on science?
Well, if it's the same size or mass.
Yeah, mass.
Mass, it's probably not a gassy planet because it would have to be pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it's that same mass. It would be the same mass. It could be very large. Same mass, though, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Luke, I don't mean to tell you your business.
Yeah. I was probably leaning towards gaseous, but...
Gaseous is right. Okay, we'll accept that. Gaseous. That would be...
One right and zero wrong, and the categories remaining are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Luke?
Well, I do pay attention in school, so things you should have learned in school.
Okay. Find the circumference of a pizza. Or how would you find the circumference of pizza if you had one?
It'd be pi times the radius squared. So
that sound right?
Right, Luke?
Is it pi squared? Or 2 pi?
Pi r squared. So if it's a 14-inch pizza, then it would be 7
pi
times
pi.
Pi r squared?
Yeah. It'd be 49 pi. Rather.
It's not pi r squared?
Yeah.
It is.
Is it 2 pi?
No, it's...
The circumference. Okay,
circumference.
That was the area.
Yeah, that's the area. Oh, let me change it. Find the area of a pizza. Pi r squared? Still going to go with that? Yes, that's right. Okay, excellent. Who wants the circumference if you say you want the hairy other?
Two right, one wrong for the win. Either current events, people, places, or odds and ends.
Howard?
How about odds and ends?
Odds and ends. Okay. In the long run, are you actually better off in life with a bronze medal as opposed to a silver medal? Winning the bronze?
Bronze.
Ryan, why do you say that, Luke?
Because, you know, people who win silver medals are always like, oh, I could have won first. But people who win bronze medals are like, oh, I won bronze. Did fairly well.
That's exactly right. That's just what they said in America.
Luke after taking the Madison Winter Festival this week. Indulge in Derry State cheese culture with five fine artisanal cheeses and their perfect companions from Fermagination on Madison's Capitol Square. Then ponder expectations of marriage and love along with grief, regret, and hope in The Obituary Writer by Anne Hood. Explore the steamy underside of the sunny 1950s with Jeffrey Franks, Ike and Dick, Portrait of a Strange Political Marriage, and lighten up reading essays like The Grateful Living, Instructions to the Pallbearers, in Anything Can Happen, Notes on My Inadequate Life and Yours from Roger Rosenblatt. Howard, begin every day the What Do You Know audience way with a cup of Stephen Brew's breakfast blend and while away the afternoon drinking tasty Costa Rican Terasu from Madison's Stephen Brew coffee. I have no more time to tell you the rest of it. I will tell you, however, that Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer, international. This is PRI Public Radio International.
Yo, Luke! You may go back to your seat now, Luke. We will festoon you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. With gifts and prizes that you have earned.